Living on an island can prove a major barrier to getting rid of large unwanted objects like cars or refrigerators, especially for small communities like those in the Kodiak Archipelago. In 2015, local partners in Kodiak began the removal of scrap metal and hazardous materials from the six island communities. Kodiak Area Native Association, or KANA, the Kodiak Island Housing Authority, and the Kodiak Island Borough partnered together on the project. They completed it this winter. KMXT's Kayla DeRoche has more.
Before cars, trucks, refrigerators, and freezers can be shipped off the island, they need to be drained of liquid. According to KANA project manager Tyler Cornelis, waste does have the potential to contaminate village water sources or get into the streams, but that can be avoided as long as they're handled properly. That's what some village residents learned to do for the removal project. Cornelis says they hired a company called Total Reclaim to teach locals how to drain the objects.
To remove Freon from a refrigerator, for example, it's incredibly illegal, and it's not responsible to just release that gas into the environment, but rather you need to be trained to capture that the refrigerant with the proper processes and tools.
Riley Kaczynski works for Total Reclaim's Alaska branch and says he conducted trainings in Old Harbor, Yuzinki, and Port Lions, and his students walked away as certified Type 1 refrigerant technicians.
Everyone we worked with was awesome, like really motivated folks. They worked well together, and you know, they kind of hit the ground running after I left. And seeing some of the before and after photos from KANA, I mean, it's really impressive the amount of material that was removed.
According to the KANA press release, local partners disposed of roughly 2,600 tons of scrap metal, 28,000 pounds of lead-acid batteries, 1,700 pounds of electronic waste, 540 gallons of hazardous waste, and 29 55-gallon drums of contaminated fuel waste. Cornelis says they transported the metal and hazardous materials first by boat to Homer, where a metal firm consolidated the scraps, and then shipped them down to Seattle. Catherine Atkins of Port Lions says it's amazing how a village with their population, which is roughly 200 people, can accumulate so much stuff over the years.
In fact, even now, people are calling today wanting to know where they can take their white goods, and that means, you know, just dryers and washers, refrigerators, freezers, and that kind of thing.
She says it's expensive to remove these materials and thinks they should figure out how to take advantage of backhauls from barges or other vessels to do it. Cornelis is also thinking about the future. He says they're unlikely to get the same funding again, and they need to figure out how to get rid of the scrap metal and hazardous waste on an ongoing basis. I'm Kayla DeRoche.